This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I really, really get a buzz. I really get, I don't know, a little boost, a lift in my step when I come on air. And I think the reason why is I take such a hit before I go on air. So, you know, when I start my day, you know, you whenever you feel bad or you feel like something's kind of getting you down, sometimes you need to stop and look around and kind of retrace your steps. Okay, well, you know, I ate this, I had a good poop, the cat noticed me today, the kids didn't give me the finger when they left the house. You know, you're like, okay, so, you know, that was a good day, but what was it? So for me, I'm noticing, and I just realized it today, that it's my neighbors. I don't think my neighbors like me that much. I mean, my direct neighbors are really cool. You know, they wave and they talk to me and they're nice. But the neighborhood, nobody like smiles at me or waves when I leave. And true, maybe it's because I should maybe slow down a little bit so I could actually see their facial expression. But it's just like today, this lady is walking her dogs. And I'm maintaining eye contact. You know how you do that? You're like, okay, wait a second. You don't want them to think that you're ignoring them. So you're going to maintain eye contact so when they do finally look at you, they could see your smile and your wave. So for about 10 and a half minutes, I'm sitting there trying to maintain eye contact while she's walking her dogs and staring at her feet, and she wouldn't look my way. And it was, I mean, she obviously noticed me because here's my car and, you know, it's banging out, you know, salt and pepper music or whatever else is I'm listening to. And, you know, just won't look at me. Well, and, you know, I just wonder if my neighbors really don't want me being there. And I'm not that much of a bad neighbor. I mean, you know, overall, we clean our stuff with the dog. When he poops, we clean up the poop. You know, I'm not very loud. I'm never home. I mean, that kind of makes a good neighbor when you're never home. So, maybe I should just kind of go with this, take the momentum, and have some fun. And I remember about a year or two ago, I was talking to you guys about how to be a bad neighbor, how to be an annoying neighbor. Well, I found another site. It's called dengarden.com, and he goes through all the things you could do to really annoy your neighbor, and he includes some of the stuff we talked about. Remember, like what you do is you have a telescope facing their house in full view. Right? In full view. Not that you're a peeping Tom. Just in full view so that they know that you are at some point or another staring at their house. See? That kind of thing. Okay? What else does he say here? He says you can mow your lawn very early in the morning. Be sure and use the leaf blower as often as possible. Leave no stone unturned and no leaf visible to the naked eye. You could do that first thing in the morning. You could have a few pizzas delivered to their address when your neighbor refuses to pay because he didn't order them. You tell the delivery guy that you will buy them at a reduced price so they don't go to waste. You know, that's good. That's especially good, you know, when it's football. They say you can allow your pets to poop in the neighbor's yard. Do not use the pooper scooper. But he said train the dog to poop exactly where your neighbor walks across his lawn. Okay. I don't like Ding Dong Ditch, but he brings up Ding Dong Ditch, you know? He says, you ring your ditch. Have you ever played Ding Dong Ditch? This was so stupid. Okay, so you ring the doorbell. Okay, they go indoors. You wait 10 minutes, and you do it again. Then you wait 20 minutes and 30 minutes, and you keep You keep running. I don't like TPing. I think that's a crime if you TP somebody's house, so don't do that. Place rubber snakes around their garden beds. Have the video camera ready when they leap, and then you post it on YouTube. that's good. I don't know. This woman kept staring at her feet, so I don't think she'd be surprised. Just want to look at me. What's her problem? When you have a solicitor come to your door trying to sell you something, you talk about how much your neighbor is a fan of the product in the organization and tell them that your neighbor is shy and might need some extra coaxing to admit it. So that's, when people come to your door, I can't stand that. Turn up the volume of your stereo and add some karaoke to the mix late night. You know, I think the neighbors do hear my singing. That's probably it. Paint your house a bright yellow. When confronted, you go into a rant on how much you love sunshine and you want to be surrounded by rays of the sun. Another thing you can do is you can keep your dog outdoors and allow it to bark 24/7. Make sure you give them food and water. Don't neglect the pet, but, you know, keep them outdoors if the weather's nice. And get, you know, pictures of bunnies and things like that. They say you can park your car in their parking spot, and if they say something, just breathe. So stupid. They say you can break out into a Britney Spears song. Oops, I did it again. All right, you can set up a basketball hoop. You could weed your yard or rake leaves in your birthday suit. Yeah, are you allowed? Is there a crime to be outside naked or sunbathing? I think it's probably public indecency, but what if it's on your property? They say roast a pig in a backyard pit and make sure the wind is blowing in the direction of your neighbor's open windows so the smoke gets into their house. Place a trail of sugar to your neighbor's front porch. The ants are going to appreciate it. Plant a weeping willow tree in your yard, but close to your neighbor's property. And then I guess, let me see here. Use a garden hose to fill your swimming pool. Oh, use their garden. Use their garden hose to fill your swimming pool. Have a pool party and invite them. Oh. If they have a sprinkler system, redirect the sprinkler heads to your lawn. Oh, this is fun. Oh, boy. All right. Yeah, there's more. Okay, but yeah. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We got a lot of news to talk about. Apparently, Diet Coke will not prevent you from getting diabetes. In fact, it could double your risk of diabetes. We're also going to talk about how they have been able to take cartilage from your nose and grow it out in a lab and stick it in your knees for osteoarthritis. Remember I told you there was a woman from Hampshire, England, that they did that? They took a healthy piece of cartilage, they grew it, and then they stuck it into her knee. I think they took original, the knee cartilage, but now they're taking it from the nose. So that could be pretty cool. Because, you know, let's say food drops, and you're like, well, you know, is it spoiled? And if your knees are, you know, in the area, they can smell them. I don't know. Sorry. Okay. You know, I'm trying to be funny. The Mediterranean diet can actually be good for your eyes. But get this, also caffeine. So we're going to talk about that. Apparently, sixth graders
are committing cyber dating abuse. Sixth graders. They're dating already? So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Before we start, okay, I was just talking about ways to annoy the neighbors. Okay, Tom is here today, and I really like giving Tom a hard time. So I decided to look up what are things you could do to tick off your coworkers. And of course, they didn't use the word tick off. The title of this is How to Pee Off, although you know the word I'm talking about, your coworkers, in 15 easy steps. And this comes from Complex.com. So before we get to any medical news, for those of you that really want to tick off your coworkers, okay, these are some pretty good steps, okay? So here we go, okay? Number 15, okay, they go from 15 down. Use the microwave frequently. But get this, when you use your microwave, okay? Don't cap up the like SpaghettiOs or whatever so that the food sprays all over the microwave. I think that is brilliant. If you heat up some Chipotle, because, you know, Tom loves Chipotle, all right, make sure like the burrito or whatever is not covered. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So what we're talking about, how to annoy you at work, and one thing we could do is we put this stuff in the work microwave, and it explodes all over the microwave if you don't clean it.
Oh, that happens all the time, and nobody's cleaned it for years. And we've actually got a science project to see which one of the new guys will clean it.
Yeah, see, yeah. Well, that happens, but it annoys you, right? Does it annoy you
that
you
don't use the thing anymore?
Food?
we avoid it because of that.
Okay.
Actually, have two of them because of that, because one happened, and then we were like, we don't want to use that. We'll make some new guy clean it, and then we just bought a new one because new guys came. So now it's two of them that are built up and gross.
So what else annoys you at work? Because I'm telling everybody how to annoy each other at work. I mean, I always talk about let's decrease stress at work, let's get along. To heck with it. I don't care. I'm in one of those moods where I really don't give a damn anymore.
Where you want to annoy me?
Yeah.
Call in and then have nothing to talk about. Call in, and when I ask, so what do you want to talk about today? What she's talking about, probably the most annoying answer I will ever get, because as a call screener, I actually need to, like, vet you. I need to make sure that you're not, you know, dropping some BS on me.
Yeah,
And when you're just like, yep, what she said, that's just the laziest answer, and I'm also encouraging you to call the show, just not to say that, because I will hang up on you.
Now, to put you on the spot, what about coworkers? What's the most annoying thing your coworker could do, besides crop dusting?
Dumb and Dumber, the Jim Carrey bit, where he's just, that would get very annoying very fast. Or we have a very large alarm in the back that goes off if a show is quiet for too long. And if one of my fellow board ops doesn't deal with that, I get very irritated because there's a large alarm right behind my head going off in my...
That stinks. So if, like, let's say I pass out, because I was wondering what happens, because I'm here alone in my studio. So if you don't hear my voice, all these alarms go off.
If you don't talk for 6 seconds, a bunch of alarms go off, and either I play some ridiculously weird music like. Or I play a replay of the show because,
oh,
I mean,
so
I'd rather
hear the alarm.
No, we are not going to let that happen. And the problem is that this is the show that I feel comfortable going on the air with, so I might just take over your show, and then you have no control over content.
Oh, yeah,
and then,
darn. Yeah. I want to hear this alarm. Okay, well,
come to the studio.
Away.
Come back to Minnesota.
Go potty. Go on a break, and I'll take it over from here. I think that's amazing that automatically there's an alarm. That means someone's watching me. I should start wearing a bra.
The funnier part about that is our alarm is an old, like, F-16. like, it screams at you because it's for your like, life support. Oh, no, you don't have oxygen anymore. Beep, beep, beep. But, like, we definitely don't have that sincere of a problem. I'm not dying if the alarm goes off, but it sounds like I might be.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll put that out of my head. You don't ever have to worry about me being quiet for a total of 6 seconds exactly. I
Good.
Don't even
Excellent.
Think about my... Just go bye-bye. Yeah.
Okay, so other ways to, because some of you guys are like, you know what, I really want to tick off my coworkers. And you know what, that's fine. We need to do that. We need to have a day where we just, many of you guys say, well, I just want to bitch about something. We call, in Jewish, we call it kvetch. Okay, where you just want to sit there and gripe or have a BF. And, you know, I think that's okay. I'm tired of telling you guys how to get along with people, tell you guys how to deal with stress. I think one of the best ways to deal with stress is get back at somebody. Gosh, that feels good, doesn't it? Just want to get them and you want to get them good. Okay, so one thing you can do is say you don't like your boss. CC the boss every opportunity you get. So every time you have an email or something, just CC the boss. Or there's somebody at work that does this to me where they will CC the boss every time she writes me about something. Because I think she wants to let the boss know that either I'm not doing something right or she wants to get me. And so usually what I do is I will CC back and I will give her crap back. Like, hey, well, remember when you didn't do this and you didn't do this? This is just like that. So CC the boss ticks people. It ticks off the boss, and it ticks off your coworkers. Another thing you can do to really make your coworkers mad is just never call in sick. Just, you know, when you're sick, just, I guess, come to work and cough and see. Okay. As a doctor, no, that's not a good thing to do. But if I'm not being a doctor right now and I'm telling you how to annoy your coworkers, that would annoy them. They say adopt an annoying catchphrase. Tom was saying that somebody does like the Dumb and Dumber thing over there. So if you go, ah, fudge crackers, okay, that kind of thing, you know, oh, Nicki Minaj. Okay, this comes from Complex.com. Or Robinson Crusoe. You know, things like that. You could do that. You got to be careful because, like, our boss here at GCN is Ted Anderson. So if you go, Ted Anderson, what the hell is going on? You know what? What? Huh? You, so you got to, you know, make sure it's a name that's not your boss, okay? Be that reply all guy. Oh, this is funny. That reply all guy. Okay, you know how you get a message at work and it's to a whole bunch of people? And you really, and it's your boss. And so you really should just reply back to your boss. But instead, you reply all so everybody else gets the message. I do that all the time because I like to do smart-ass comments, right? So I'll come back with a comment. I want everyone to hear the comment. So I will reply all the time. And that seems to work. All right, let me see here. What do they say here? Okay, they say here, be a weekend warrior, meaning be the one that always comes in on the weekends to work. Kind of makes everybody else look bad. Do that industry jargon talk where, okay, well, rather than you, let's say, when you're talking to coworkers, let's say you're in a marketing thing or whatever, okay? You'll be like, let's facilitate high-end sales with increasingly dynamic needs of today's healthcare system. Or knowledge acquisition. Okay, and so, oh, that's a concrete measurable. So, say things like that. I do that all the time. I'm like, I'm pulling that out of my retroperitoneum. And they're like, wait a second, don't be using that kind of jargon. Oh, did you guys ever see that Saturday Night Live where they were English, but they would throw the Latina accent on anything that was, so for example, they're having to be like, all right, what do you guys want to do for lunch? Yeah, you know, well, let's go to Del Taco. What? Yeah, let's have Del Taco. We're like, okay, well, you know what? Okay, anybody want a salad? What? No, you know what? I think I want a burrito. You know, and they do that. Okay, that kind of thing really gets up. You overdo the accent. Okay, that's pretty fun. Okay, let me see here. All right, show them. Let's see the other. Okay, no, you can't be hitting on anybody. Oh yeah, play your music loud enough for everyone to hear. Okay, yeah, I don't have earbuds because they hurt my ear and they push back the wax, so I'll play my music kind of loud. And then using your blood connections to get ahead. If you're related to Donald Trump, use it. And then oh, there's some other funny stuff. All right, I'm going to let you go. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
We We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We'll get to your emails in just a second. Of course, you could call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY or 1-877-362-3254. So Diet Coke could double our risk of diabetes. That really blows. I because I love Coca-Cola.
I think it tastes so yummy. I just love soda pop. I love root beer. I love cream soda. But I especially like Coca-Cola. And so, you know, if I sometimes feel like I need the bubbles or I need the, reach maybe for a Diet Coke. Even though I think Diet Coke tastes like battery acid, still, I'll drink a soda pop, especially since I like the caffeine. Well, now they're saying that if you drink just 2 glasses of diet drinks a day, it will double your risk of diabetes. They think, one, it can make you feel hungrier, which makes a lot of sense. You know, you're taking in an artificial sweetener, and so, you're not getting the actual glucose load, so your body may be like, wait a second, where's my glucose? I got all this insulin already pumped and primed and ready to go. Where's the glucose? So your body may not stop until it finally gets a glucose to match the sweet priming that aspartame or saccharin caused. The other thing that could also be going on is it could mess with our gut bacteria. They say that artificial sweeteners could interfere with the bacteria that grows in our guts, which could then trigger diabetes. So the team from the Karolinska Institute in Sweden studied. See, isn't that annoying? Isn't it annoying when somebody who's not even Swedish tries to talk Swedish? It's from Sweden, the Karolinska Institute from Sweden. See, doesn't that drive you crazy? Do that. Do that to your coworkers today. Anyway. So what they did is they studied 2,800 adults who had completed a year-long diary about their intake of drinks. Those who had 2 or more sweetened drinks a day were 2.4 times more likely to develop type 2 diabetes. These were the sugary beverages, the artificially ones like diet soda or sugar-free cordials. Sugar-free cordials. See, this comes from England. Okay, why can't I do an accent if I'm reading a British art cordials? Isn't cordial like a cherry alcohol drink? That's what I thought it was. Okay, anyway, having 5 or more sugar-free drinks a day, get this, increase your risk by 4.5 times. So those of you guys that drink a whole liter of diet soda pop, that's bad. They say the researchers found that artificially sweetened drinks were almost as bad as those laden with sugar. They established that every 200 cc's glass of sugary fizzy drink consumed each day increased the risk of type 2 diabetes by 21%. Meanwhile, every diet drink increased the risk by 18%. Now, this comes to the European Journal of Endocrinology. So lead researcher Josephine Lofvenborg said diet drinks may stimulate the appetite, leading to weight gain, or the artificial sweeteners cause chemical reactions within fat tissue and with bacteria in the gut. Personally, I think it's this whole metabolism thing. I think what it is your body, you know, goes, okay, wait a second. All right, we are getting something really good because, you know, artificial sweetener is multiple times sweeter than sugar. So you take an artificial sweetener, the body's like, I'm ready to go. We are ready. We got the insulin prime. We got the small intestine ready. Guys, we're going to get a lot of sugar. Everybody ready? Whoa, what's going on, huh? What, I'm on a break. No, you're not on a break. Get up. Let's go. We're moving. Okay, so what's happening, huh? What, sugar coming, huh? Okay, so your body instantaneously gets everybody ready to go. All of a sudden, you drink a diet soda pop and there are no calories. Like, what the hell is this? Where's the thing? You woke us up for this? Wait, man, what's going on here? So now, so your body's like, okay, something's wrong, guys. Something is wrong. We just got 0 calories coming in. We got no carbs, no protein, nothing. Well, we got to keep Dr. Dahlia alive. I know, because she does such a good radio show. I agree. All right, well, guys, let's do this. We got to keep Dr. Dahlia alive, so let's do this. Because 0 calories are coming in, let's slow down the metabolism. We are going to have to conserve energy so she can get through her show. But I don't like her show. Shh. Let's pretend we do. So now they slow everything down. Now they're in starvation mode. Listen, I have microphones all over the place. Don't you think I hear what they say? So the cells now, everything is right now in let's slow down, hold the phone, the slow metabolism hibernation mode, until they are convinced that you are eating a very balanced diet, which is why we keep saying balanced diet.
All right, so, and then what about our appetite? Yeah, it does. It makes you hungry. Artificial sweeteners make you hungry. They do. Have you ever drunk a diet soda and felt full? No. You don't feel full with that. So this is some scary stuff. So for those of you going to diet drinks to try to prevent diabetes, you could actually be worsening it. We really need to get off the diet soda pop. We really do. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, the Mediterranean diet, one of the best diets in the world, can now actually help your eyes. And they're saying if you consume caffeine, because it will lower your chances of developing age-related macular degeneration, which is a leading cause of blindness. Now, the Mediterranean diet, what's in it? High in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, healthy fats, and fish. Benefits the heart, lowers cancer risk. It is touted as the best diet out there, the Mediterranean diet. Whether you eat Israeli food, whether you eat an Iranian dish, whether you eat Greek, even Italian, that can all count, okay? So it's all, you know, because a lot of us in that area, that's what we eat, a lot of fruits. Have you guys ever had Israeli salad? Israeli salad is really delicious, okay? It's like a lot of cucumbers and tomatoes. Sometimes we'll either put some parsley or some green pepper in it. We'll put some lemon on it. It's tasty. It's delicious. You don't even need salad dressing on it. And it's easy to eat, but the key is you have to chop it up into very tiny little pieces. It's got little baby pieces. You can eat it with a spoon. When you eat your salad with a spoon, I'm serious, guys, if you could cut, you know, you can't have leaves of lettuce. Lettuce doesn't really have that much, nutritional content compared to other sorts of vegetables. You know, it's mostly water. But, again, if you're going to eat a salad, I'd rather you do that than a chocolate cake. But when you can convert your salad to spoon form, you'll get more in. Why do you think Kentucky Fried Chicken's coleslaw is such a big hit? I don't like coleslaw, but you could eat it with a spoon. I'm serious, guys. If you could eat your salad with a spoon, you'd eat more. So think about that. Okay, so what did the researchers do with this study? Well, they assessed the diets of 883 people age 55 or older in Portugal. Of those, 449 had early stage age-related macular degeneration. If your macular starts to degenerate, you can't focus your and transmit your images properly. And 434 people didn't have the disease. So they closely followed a Mediterranean diet, and they found a 35% lower risk of AMD, and if you ate lots of fruit, it was beneficial. Now, one of you would ask me, why are you telling us to eat fruit if fruit can cause diabetes? Natural sugar from fruit should not cause diabetes. If you are eating a healthy diet, 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables, and you're balancing your fruits with other foods, you will not turn diabetic because of that. If you are a full-blown diabetic and you have to cut your carbs, yes, you're going to have to cut your sugar. But if you don't have diabetes right now, okay, and again, I mean, you know, by a bowl of grapes, we're talking like a cup of coffee-sized bowl of grapes. We're not talking about a big, huge chips and dip. You know, I mean, you got to be smart about it. So researchers also found that people consume high levels of caffeine, which we've known before, seem to have a lower risk of AMD. Among those who consumed high levels of caffeine, 54% did not have AMD and 45% had of the eye. The researchers said they looked at caffeine consumption because it's an antioxidant known to protect against other health problems like Alzheimer's. But it did not prove that if you drank coffee and ate Mediterranean diet, you would never get AMD. So, this is some pretty cool stuff. What I recommend is, when in doubt, just stick a vegetable in your mouth, okay? You're not going to get diabetes, okay? It's going to help your eyes. It's going to make you feel better, and it's, you know, yummy. It's yummy. As long as I can dip it in chocolate or something. 1-877-DOCDALI. Our right-handedness goes back almost 2 million years. What's up with that? We'll be right back.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. My students, I teach at Toro University. My students at Toro just had one of their exams, and I'm getting some feedback on how it went. And, I got to tell you, the students now at this part of the year are actually starting to exceed my level of knowledge. So I have to be very, very careful now offering assistance, okay, because I teach them communications. I teach them skills on patience and history and how to get over awkwardness of, with nudity and how to be professional and how to, empathetic and how to, the more applications of medicine. And so I'll see students, that are maybe, struggling with something academically, and I'll offer to help. So like yesterday, there were a couple guys, running around the hallway. So, I give them crap, what are you doing? You know, looking for food, looking to rob something. What are you doing here? And they go, well, we kind of had a question on one of the subjects for tomorrow's test. So we were looking for, Dr. So-and-so. Okay, so I'm starting to get insulted, because obviously I'm there. My office is wide open. What, they don't come to me? So I go, I can help you. Just run it by me. What's the question? And so they go, we just want to know, at what point do you use immunomodulators for kids with juvenile arthritis? Okay. And I go, what? Huh? What? And you know what? Okay, I know what they are. And they go, I think you need to wait for that other doctor to come back from lunch to answer that. But nice seeing you guys. So I gotta be very, very careful now on what I'm trying to convey to these students as, me being the go-to. Because I'm like, gosh, anytime you guys have questions, now I look the stuff up and I sent them the answers that I was like, guys, this is when you use your immunomodulators. You see? Yeah, see? You see how we're modulating? Then you modulate here, and then you modulate there, and you just modulate all over the place when you're talking about juvenile arthritis. And so, I hope they did well on their test. I really do. But it's very hard to BS. I mean, I have been BSing things. I'm BSing my way through parenting. I mean, my kids ask me questions, and, I learned very early on, you don't say, I don't know. Very early on, when your kid asks you a question, you act like you know, and even if your answer is wrong, you stick by that for the next 40 years, okay? I mean, you do not let them think that you're wrong. Unfortunately, medical students are a lot smarter, than my kids, and so very difficult to do. But that's okay. Look, as long as they didn't fail. Now, that I would feel bad. I would feel bad if I gave them some, I don't even remember. I was so lost. All they had to do was say juvenile arthritis. I was like, huh? All right, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So right-handedness may go back almost 2 million years. I'm right-handed, and being right-handed makes you cool. I mean, let's just face it. If you're right-handed, you're cool. If you're left-handed, you're kind of super cool. Right? The reason why we right-handed people make fun of you left-handed people is because we want to be you. You know how cool that would be to be able to, write and do things with your left hand so that you could do everything else with your right? See, the problem is me being right-handed, I do nothing with the left. My left hand just sits there. The good news is I won't get carpal tunnel then in that hand, but the bad news is I can't brush my teeth with my left hand. I can't put on makeup with my left hand. I can't do my hair. I can't do anything. I can't pick my nose. Actually, when I go to the bathroom, I don't use that hand either. So, we want to be you. My mom's left-handed. I remember, my dad said, the witches used to be left-handed, things like that. She's like, chap. But she does. I think she performs a lot of witchcraft on me. I don't know. Anyway, but they say humans' preference for using the right hand may have developed earlier than thought. Striations on teeth in a 1.8 million year old Homo habilis jaw found in Tanzania apparently offers the earliest fossil evidence of right-handedness, according to researchers. The striations on the lip side of the upper front teeth mostly veer from left
down to right, suggesting that they were made when a stone tool held in the right hand was used to cut food held in the mouth while pulling with the left hand. I don't get that. That doesn't make sense. I sincerely doubt they had cutlery and forks, knives, and flatware back then. They say those marks suggest that this Homo habilis was right-handed and is the first potential evidence of right-handed dominance in pre-Neanderthal humans, according to the study. We think that tells us something further about lateralization of the brain. This is David Freyer, a professor emeritus of anthropology at the University of Kansas. He says, we already know that Homo habilis had brain lateralization and was more like us than like apes. Okay, but handedness and language are controlled by different genetic systems. There's a weak relationship between the two because both functions originate on the left side of the brain. One specimen does not make an incontrovertible case, so that's a big word, but as more research is done and more discoveries are made, we predict that right-handedness, cortical reorganization, language capacity, boy, they made this article boring, will be shown to be a important component. I don't need this. Come on, just tell us why. Really, the guy, the fossil had some teeth serrations. Of course they were right-handed. Again, they wanted to be cool. Right-handedness is... Anyway, they say 90% of people are right-handed. The ratio was closer to 50-50 in apes. So, yeah. Yeah, there's some ambidextrous... people out there. My husband says he's ambidextrous, but I always see him use his right hand. So I'm like, what? Please. He just wants that name. He's like, it looks good on a resume. You know, ambidextrous. But God forbid anything ever happens to my right hand, because I couldn't even dress. How do you get on a bra? Can't even, I really don't know what, I really got to start training my left hand to do something. I can't write, I can type. I can type with my left hand. That's a good point. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sixth graders are committing cyber dating abuse. A survey of 424 Texas students in grade 6 found that 15% admitted they had committed at least one type of cyber abuse towards a dating partner. The most common forms of abuse were using a dating partner. Sixth grader. Sixth graders are 11 or 12 years old. They have a dating partner already? This is ridiculous. They don't even know. Stupid. The most common forms of abuse were using a dating partner's social networking account without permission, making a dating partner afraid of not responding to calls or messages, according to researchers. Students were most likely to commit cyber dating abuse were those who had a previous history of bullying and those who thought it was normal for boys to be violent against girls. That's ridiculous. We still don't know if cyber dating abuse is really a distinct form of dating violence or if it's just dating violence being perpetrated through a new venue. Yes, these are 11 and 12-year-olds. So it's a form of bullying. They say Meskin is an associate professor in the Department of Health Promotion and Behavioral Sciences in the University of Texas Health Science Center. In the study, we did find that many of the factors associated with cyber dating abuse are also factors associated with traditional forms of dating violence. That was something that I was always scared about. One of the reasons why I didn't have sex as often as everybody else did is I was afraid that I was going to really be bad at it. I knew I was going to be bad at it. And that word would get out that I was really bad in bed. Now, with the internet, I mean, they could just post it as soon as it's over. Yeah, I'm very happy that my husband's not into Facebook. Because every time we have sex, he could go on Facebook and say, really? This is what I married? Really? Yeah, here I am, 45 seconds later. I mean, honestly. 1-877-DOCDALI, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost.
No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.